Now, what does Turkey's attempted military coup over the weekend mean for the country's government? The failed uprising on Saturday left 290 people dead, more than 1,400 injured in a chaotic night of violence. The Turkish president has detained 6,000 people behind the takeover attempt, with this number expected to rise. In addition to the thousands of soldiers that were detained, President Erdogan has also removed hundreds of members of the judiciary. With the plotters behind the coup to be tried for treason, how will Turkey's government rebuild following the attempted takeover attempt? We're joined by Dr. Murat Yurtbala. He's an associate lecturer in Turkish studies at ANU, and we'll find out a bit more. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Now, we've heard that the US-based cleric Fethullah Gulen and followers of Hizmet have been accused of orchestrating the coup attempt, but Gulen says that the Turkish president could have staged the whole thing. What are we looking at here? Who was really behind this?
Well, when you think the capabilities of Erdogan, nothing will surprise you, of course, but seemingly, this was a group in the army who were promoted previously, because of being member of this Gulen group. Look, this Gulen group, the Islamic cleric Gulen and Erdogan was in alliance for long. So deliberately, Erdogan promoted these people to the army, to the police, to universities, to judiciary. So after 2013, they are in struggle. So they are trying to eliminate each other from the state. So what I get from this thing, in the August every year, there are some kind of meetings, military council meetings. And in these meetings, the government and the higher authorities in the military attempt to eliminate the unwanted from the military. So it was about to come, and there were rumors that the Fethullah Gulen soldiers or high-rank officials to be sacked from the army. So this was, I guess, because of this, some kind of early bird coup.
So this wasn't actually surprising in terms of it. You know, people, political commentators could have suggested that this might have been up to coming around.
Yeah, something was expected. Of course, this was so excess, or nobody was expecting such kind of coup, because these people, the Fethullah Gulen supporters and also Erdogan supporters, were attacking the Kemalist secularist establishment and their supporters in the army, claiming that they are pro-coup soldiers, and they eliminated them with that claim. Now this coup weapon is used by one of them. It is very strange. Something was expected, as I said, but this postmodern, a bit weird coup was not expected. So it was a very strange coup. You know, in Turkey, there happened a lot of coup in the history.
Yes.
In 1918, 1960, 1971. Normally, a coup in Turkey happens at night, let's say very late in the morning, 4 o'clock. So in 4 o'clock, the leader of the country, the president, prime minister, ministers are arrested. This time, none of them are arrested, and only the chief of the army, deputy chief of the army, and also head of the land forces are arrested.
Okay.
So it is strange. And it is prime time. So it started 8 o'clock night.
Not during the middle of the night, as the other ones previously have.
Yeah, it is 8 o'clock, and then everybody was watching TVs, and suddenly from the TVs, particularly pro-government TVs, there were calls, come to the squares, come to the streets to resist the coup makers. And I said postmodern because in other coups, I haven't seen such a thing. The mosques were used very widely in this attempt. So from the mosques, imams all over the country, I'm talking about 80,000 mosques all over the country, there were calls to come to the street. It was very risky because you are calling unarmed people to the streets against a portion of army. So the bloodshed, most of the bloodshed, unfortunately, was because of this, but it helped Erdogan to sustain its power.
Now, the president has said that Turkey will consider bringing back the death penalty to punish people behind this. Do you think it's likely that these people will be executed?
No, I don't think so. Well, death penalty was related, the abolition of the death penalty was related with the EU process of Turkey. So it was in 2004, 2003, it was abolished. Well, to do this, the path to European Union should be left.
Okay.
So I think these people will spend a lot of time in prison. Unfortunately, there will be a purge in the state bureaucracy. So they are talking about 6,000 people now are arrested.
Yes.
Some of them seemingly half of them from the judiciary, half of them from the military. I am expecting in the coming week this will extend to the other branches of the bureaucracy, let's say, even the universities and the state schools. Because this Fethullah Gulen sect has been enormously powerful in the state education system. So the number of the arrested will increase. And afterwards, I am also expecting that this adding more power to Erdogan will enhance his capabilities to limit the liberties of the other remaining opposition.
All right, and just quickly, Doctor, how is Turkey recovering, do we know? Has civilian life gone back to normal?
Yes, it seems that it is coming normal, particularly with the start of the new week. Everybody will go to their jobs and the civilian life will go normal. There are some damage in the cities, particularly Ankara and Istanbul, but the damage is seemingly in the military places and the police headquarters. So the military, the coup makers, destroyed the special forces in the police, and only 20 deaths coming from that police headquarters. So except these places, the city centers seemingly normal, and then everything will be normal, I think, very soon.
Dr. Yopilo, thank you for talking to us this morning.
You are welcome. It was my pleasure.